the public participation network is often overlooked for the opportunities it presents for men and women to get involved in decision making in their county. And that's probably the key thing that we'd be hoping that women will be taking home with them tomorrow from our event in Carrick-on-Shannon. It's, I suppose, when you've had us on before and see her elected, and even when there's conversations around women, it tends to be about running for election and, you know, what you need to do and what you need to do now and how do you unseat incumbents and so on. But the emphasis tomorrow is on alternatives to running for election that still allow you to be right at the table when decisions are being made in Leitrim, about Leitrim and every other county, of course, because in every county in Ireland, there's a structure called the Public Participation Network. And if you've never heard of it before, the Public Participation Network in every county, it's an independent network and it's open to each and every volunteer-led group in the county. Leitrim's Public Participation Network is led, some of the listeners might know, Mary McEwen and Mary McGirl. And in the last 3 years, they've seen the network in Leitrim grow from just 200 groups to over 430 groups. So anyone listening to this in any county, I'd advise you to, you know, check out your county's Public Participation Network website, and you'll probably find you may already be a member of a group that is in the Public Participation Network.
And for those that are attending the event tomorrow, they'll also have an opportunity to hear firsthand from a number of female contributors who are well known as community activists and indeed community leaders in their own respective areas.
Yeah, very much. Keeping in line with that emphasis that we're tomorrow about alternatives to running for election to get involved. Now, the public participation networks are completely apolitical. So if you're looking for one of these representational opportunities through the network with a view to running for election, you actually have to stand down from any position that you take up if you are deciding you want to be a candidate. And there's various reasons that women will join them. There's training opportunities, there's network opportunities and information about funding. But tomorrow is all about the representational opportunities. In Leitrim alone, there are 40 different seats on council-related committees that are reserved for people who've been put forward to those seats through the Public Participation Network. So perhaps one of the key ones that some of your listeners may be aware of is the County Council Strategic Policy Committees. The job of the Strategic Policy Committees is to advise and assist the County Council to formulate policy and to review policy. So that's as close as you can get to decision making. You're formulating policy and reviewing policy and making recommendations into the council. And on these committees, we see people from groups as really diverse groups, you know, as diverse as, say, the Drumshambo Athletics Club. Somebody from that club has a position on a committee, the Percy French Society, the Ross Inver Community Development Group. It really is bringing the community voice into decision making in county councils.